Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the What Artists Are podcast, where we share our candid conversations about life, love, and everything in between. My head is spinning. And today I am only joined by the one and only Aloysa Grace Francisco.
What's up?
So our other two artists, Audrey and Antoinette, recently got their vaccination. So they're feeling a little bit fatigued, a little slight headache. So we thought we'd just give them a little bit of a breather, a bit of a break so that they can recover. Nothing wrong with the vaccine. Just, you know, just need some downtime. So it's just going to be me and you today, Loy.
Love that. Oh, my gosh. I love that we have to keep up the energy for, like, two other people. So we're what's up?
We're going to be so tired after this.
I know. We're probably going to take a nap.
Yeah, probably. So today we have a bit of a special episode. So our listeners, some of our dear listeners would have been contacted by us recently asking them to ask us any questions that they might have for us, whether it be about, you know, past episodes or just, you know, direct questions to one of the artists. We've collated them all and we're going to answer them today.
I'm so excited, and thank you so much to everyone who asked us some questions.
Yeah, yay! We've got some real goodies, and there's some juicy ones in there as well. So I'm excited.
So juicy.
So juicy. Shall we get into it?
Let's
roll the music. Okay, question number one. Actually, I might do – okay, first of all, I don't know about Lloyd, but I actually have no idea who asked these questions because someone has collated them for us. And by someone, I mean Antoinette.
Thank you, Annie.
So thank you, Annie. Let's just jump into it, shall we?
Yeah, let's.
Okay, well, let me do the first two questions because they're kind of related. But how do you find motivation and creativity during quarantine? Thank you and love you all. Love you back. Yay! Oh, my goodness.
Love you back.
And how has COVID affected you all?
Should I go first?
Yeah, you go first.
I'm like, you're looking at me. how do I find motivation and creativity during quarantine? I think definitely going through Pinterest. I love a good Pinterest moment. Also a good YouTube moment.
Oh, love a good YouTube.
Oh, like love a good day in the life, you know? Like what do people do in their daily lives and how can I incorporate that into my daily life?
So question though.
Yes.
A day in a life. Do they pick like the best day to show their lives off though?
100%.
Oh, okay. 100%. So I'm the fool.
No, I like looking at the ones that are like, come work with me for a day and like, or come look at my like creativity area. I love looking at those ones. Also love a good Vogue moment. So I've been buying the magazine so I can like
move forward
and like
bougie.
Can't afford half of the things, but that's a what. And how has COVID affected me? I think it's with lifestyle, not as much because I'm a homebody, so I always thrive. However, this lockdown currently, which is the sixth one, I think it's hit me really hard. I think we're trying to find motivation and creativity. So I think that I'm just lacking and my mental health has kind of gone down a bit in this lockdown. So I'm trying to be really patient and just kind to myself, taking the time that I need. I obviously miss my family, which of course everyone would be. I miss my family overseas as well. So I think that it's taught me so much. And I think a lot about my family in the Philippines because they've got a lot of cases and we've lost, not because of COVID, but because of other reasons. We've lost a few family members and just not being able to see them or not being able to get that chance to say goodbye, I think has affected me the most. But Yeah, I think it's affected me in that way. What about you, V?
Motivation definitely goes down the drain a little bit with each lockdown, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in our sixth lockdown, guys. It's like in and out. And I can't remember who asked me, but we were talking about like how lockdowns are a little bit crazy over here. And mm-hmm. I was like, it is, but at the same time, like, I'm so used to it that it's like, it's normal. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's normal to like not see anyone.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's just me telling myself that it feels normal just to make it feel better. But how do I find the motivation? Just trying to find joy in doing things rather than doing them because I feel like I have to do them, like especially with, you know, doing a workout or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just trying to reframe the mindset and try and think of it as something that makes you feel good rather than, oh, I should do it because there's nothing else to do in quarantine or whatever. So that's helped me. How has COVID affected me? I'm the same. I have family overseas. So my dad and my brother live mm-hmm. in Hong Kong. So I haven't seen my dad in like over 2 years now, which is really, really crazy to think. Because I usually see him like at least once every 6 months. So like once a year we'll go back to Hong Kong or he'll come down for a few weeks. So usually it's like 1 year max that I won't see my dad. But it's been 2.5 years now. So it's been a really long time.
And potentially sucks, the next time you're going to see him is your wedding.
Yeah. Which by then will be like such a crazy long amount of time. Just, mm-hmm. yeah, crazy. So yeah.
Should I ask the next one?
Do it. Okay. You sound excited.
I like haven't read it yet. Ooh, juicy. It is juicy. Have there been any stories you shared that you wish you didn't and why?
Oh. Juicy. Oh. Can you think of any?
I can think of some. I regret. I'm not going to say regret. I have thoughts about thinking if this was a mistake of sharing the story. I think obviously my mental health one with Arvin, it was a really hard time for me when we were filming that and not when I was in the deep end of my depression and my anxiety. And I told Arvin and he cried when I said this. I said, he asked me, why did you go and see a psych? Like, why now? Why not before? And I said, because I feel like I wouldn't be here. And I think I don't regret saying that because that was definitely a feeling that I had at that time. I guess kind of pointing to what I was going to do or where I was in that time.
Mm-hmm.
I think I wish I didn't share because that was such a vulnerable stage. However, it's so hard. Like, I kind of wish I didn't, and I kind of wish, and I'm kind of glad I did because that's just life. And yeah. I also like the stories about my past relationship and the whole domestic violence bit of it. Sometimes I have my little setbacks, like, you know, what if my kids, like, a couple years down the track, like, listen to that? And they didn't mm-hmm. know that was a past, I think. I do think about a lot. However, I did this podcast to help others through my experiences. And that's why I don't mm-hmm. like to say that they're regrets.
Yeah.
If it's out there, it's out there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I kind of flip-flopped that one. And I don't want anyone to like think that I'm out for pity. Like, that's what I'm really worried about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to be I don't want to be the person that's always down and the person that's always crying in episodes. However, I'm always flip-flopping about that because I'm like, no, I want to normalize that. I want to normalize those feelings, and you can have those feelings and it shouldn't be a bad thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, God.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You can't, you, there's like, yeah, you kind of flip-flop with how you feel about it.
Yeah, like a seesaw.
But it's real life, but it's so vulnerable, but I don't want people to take pity on me, but this is how I feel.
Do you have any stories that you've shared that you wish you didn't?
Oh, look, mine are a little bit lighthearted, like more lighthearted. Probably, I don't know, I don't regret anything, I don't think. I probably wouldn't share as many bad stuff about Ronnie as I have because I feel like I share more bad stuff about Ronnie than I share good stuff about him. I think there may be like the episode where we talked about we're moving out with our partners and we were venting about like doing household chores, I think, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I should probably speak about Ronnie in a more positive light.
Ronnie does have a lot of,
he's got a lot of positive attributes.
He does.
Yeah, how do you feel? How do your partners feel about you sharing personal stories?
I don't really ask, Arvin. I don't know if that's a bad thing. If he listens to it, he listens to it. I just share them. I don't really, it sounds really bad, but I don't really care to tell Arvin, like, hey, I shared this story today. That's because Arvin has trust in what I say and he stands by as to what I say. So there's not really a point where I'm ever like, do you care that I said this? Should I edit it out? No, like he'll listen to it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
that's I don't the same know if as that Ronnie. Sounds bad.
No, well, I think like, I don't know, maybe Ronnie and Arvin are similar in the sense that they don't really care.
Mm-hmm.
Like they don't really care what other people might think about them because they know who they are.
So true.
Unless there's something like real serious. I think there's one time there was a story that we shared and I asked Ronnie if I could talk about it on the podcast. But that's something more for more serious stuff, I guess, I would ask him. But then other stuff like when he, I don't know, pees on the toilet seat. I'm just going all out. I'm airing his shit out, you know?
Yeah, air it out. You got it. What do you think each member brings to the podcast? Wow, wow, viva.
Wow.
Oh,
who wants that? She's trying to cause some drama in here.
You're trying to stir some shit. I think... Oh, gosh, this is so hard. I believe that we are all real and we are all genuine. We all bring so many different things, but I don't know how to word it.
Yeah, I think it's just more that we're just four different people that have lived different lives. You know?
Yeah, so true.
Wow, that sounds even so dumb.
And even if Annie and I are sisters and we have lived a similar life in childhood, we have very different views on it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, views and perspectives on it. So it's not like it's a bad thing. We embrace what we all say and how we feel. And I feel like we bring a lot of different... Oh, we just have so... Like we're very alike, but we're not alike in sometimes the way that we think and sometimes the way we approach things, which I think is so great for our listeners because they can get those different perspectives.
What do you think about each member's? Oh, yeah, I don't know. I've never really thought about it.
Yeah.
Do they want tea? Is that what they want? Alyssa brings absolutely nothing. All she does is cry. I'll tell you what she brings. She brings tears.
I was going to say that, like, Annie brings, like, the knowledge. Like, it's not that we don't have knowledge, but you know what I mean? Like, whenever we're like, oh, so what is red flags? And we just all look at Annie and we're like,
she's very articulate. She's very articulate, and she's able to articulate what we're all thinking.
Mm-hmm. And we're like, inside. Damn, you read my mind.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel.
That's the only like huge difference that I see in the podcast. Other than that, yeah.
Maybe we should ask our listeners, what do you think each of the members bring to the podcast?
As a per IGTV question, what is something people would be surprised to know you're good at?
Instead the artists answer for each other. Yeah.
Oh, instead the artists answer for each other. Okay. For UV, what is something people would be surprised to know you're good at? You're a really good dancer and you're a really good singer.
Excuse me?
When I hear you in the car, I'm like, you are a good dancer. Me, don't even. Whenever she's dancing to like some Blackpink thing, I'm like, oh, she kind of looks like some, I'm about to ship her off to Korea to get some money off of her.
You guys, there's a difference between skill and passion, okay? I think I have a lot of passion, but I don't think I have a lot of skill.
No, I think everyone would be surprised. You are a good dancer and you can also like sing a good tune. When you're in the mood to.
Yeah, I feel like I can sing on tune, right? Mm-hmm. But I feel like there's a difference between like being able to like sing on tune and being a good singer. You know what I mean?
I feel like you're a good singer.
I feel like I wouldn't offend anyone at a karaoke bar. I think that's what accurately describes my singing abilities. But we all know Annie's a real good singer, you know?
Oh, she's like the Mariah Carey.
Yeah, she is. And you know, you can belt a good tune as well.
I love to sing a good tune, but not as good as Annie. Not as good as Annie.
Annie, we're just lead vocalists.
Yeah,
Annie's the main vocalist.
We're the backup.
She's Rosé.
Annie's over here like,
She's Rosé. We're just Jennie and Jisoo.
We're like the Kelly Rowland and Michelle of Destiny's Child.
Yes. She's Beyoncé.
That's so sad.
What about Audrey?
Audrey's just a freaking blast, hey. Whenever Audrey, we dance and we sing.
Audrey is a passionate singer.
She is passionate. Oh my god, when she sings Evanescence, I'm like, oh my god, I feel like her heart is just like, she's letting her heart go. Let go, let God, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Same.
Just a real performer, that one.
I know. Damn you, Annie, and your singing. What is something people would be surprised to know you're good at? For Audrey, they would be very surprised that Audrey's a really good cook. Audrey cooks really good meals. And she makes a mean dessert. Like, she's good at making desserts.
Mm-hmm.
People would be surprised to know that she's good at. Annie's like literally, it's so hard. And this is probably the nicest thing I ever say to Annie about Annie. Annie is so good at everything. I think I know that what you're about
to say. Oh, well, yeah.
Can I say it?
I was going to say something similar. I was going to say, if you said something, if you said something that Annie's good at, you wouldn't be surprised, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is kind of like along the same lines.
Okay, what about me, V?
Well, everyone knows this about you. Hold on. Let me think of something that people don't know. Oh, do people know that you're good at painting?
I'm not really. That's a passion kind of thing.
I've seen
a skill.
I've seen you do a Bob Ross or two, doll.
Oh, my God. Stop it. No. He's a vibe. I'm really good at vinning, trying to like be more affectionate.
She literally, she asks me every, like, if we're in a call, she'll literally ask me, like, every minute, so do you miss me? And I'm just like, sometimes I just don't answer.
You bitch. This morning while we were on the phone, I was like, okay, Vinny, I want you to list out one thing that you miss about me.
And then I proceeded to miss. Oh, excuse me. Sorry. My canine.
We've got Bubba here.
It's okay.
I can't tell. He's very, okay. Very angry at the moment.
He's okay.
He's very seeing angry. A
sausage dog.
Okay. What about Audrey and Annie? Oh, you already answered Annie. What about Audrey?
Is this a skill to be patient? To be a patient person?
It is a skill.
Because Lord knows if you had Aaron as your little brother, you better be a goddamn patient person.
I know. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yes. Very, very patient. Okay, so the next person that sent us questions sent us one individually. Ayo.
Wow.
So let's start with your question, V. You mentioned that you have a type A personality and are also an introvert. How and where does this difference in personality traits appear in your life? Whoa.
And are also an introvert. Isn't type A when you're like really anal?
I think you mentioned that you, I think it was in one of the episodes.
Isn't that what type A? Isn't that what type A is?
Yeah.
I'm doing a live search.
I think so.
Type A personality traits.
We're searching.
We have a tendency to multitask, be competitive, a lot of ambition, be very organized, dislike wasting time, feel impatient, irritated. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that is all me. I do have a tendency to multitask because I can't focus on one bloody task at a time. I am very competitive. I think everyone knows that about me. I like to be organized. I am a little bit like a bit of a control freak, but I used to be much more of a control freak. I feel like these days I'm trying to be less of a control freak, but it's very difficult. And are also an introvert. Well, just like my dancing, I feel like my social skills are an acquired skill rather than something that comes naturally to me. So I feel like when I'm in a social setting where I don't really know people, I tend to like sit back and just observe people.
Right.
But I've also like tried to train myself to be a little bit more social in those circumstances. Like I'll catch myself out of like not talking enough or interacting enough with people. And so I'll force myself to, you know, make conversation with someone. But the thing is like, I'm so comfortable with awkward silence. Do you ever,
you really get are.
That? I'm like not a person like, people don't like awkward silence or they'll always point it out or something. But I honestly, like, if it's silent between me and a person that I'm not really close with and typically people would find it awkward, I'm so comfortable, like, not talking. And the only reason why I'll talk is because I'm conscious of the fact that maybe the other person is feeling awkward. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You said that you noticed that I'm comfortable with awkward silence. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. I feel like you are. I remember when we weren't as close, you and Ronnie came to my house and I remember we went outside and we were just talking because I wanted to know about your life. And then you were just quiet and I was like, You didn't talk and I was like, should I ask her another question? But now I'm used to you liking silence now. So now when you're silent, I know you're having a blast.
I'm having a jolly great time. I'm not like someone that you like hit it off with straight away. Whereas I feel like someone like Aaron is. Like Aaron is someone that he's so friendly and open that like people get along with him straight away and he makes friends with people really easily. Whereas I'm not like that at all. But there's nothing wrong with that.
You're like an onion that has layers.
Onions have what is it? Ogres have layers. Yes, I'm an ogre. Moving on to your question, Alyssa. If you weren't doing, did I answer my question properly? Do you feel?
Yes. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Moving along. Tick. If you weren't doing social media as a career, Alyssa, where else do you think your career would have taken you?
I think I would have still worked in fashion. And I would have probably worked as like a buyer or at like a magazine, like channeling Devil Wears Prada vibes. You know what I mean?
Ooh, yeah. I can see you also doing, being like a YouTuber.
Oh, okay, sister. Buying us a ticket to Bali. Yeah, I would. I did have a really big love for YouTube. However, I was just scared as how people would perceive me. But maybe I'll go back into it now that you said that.
Please. You know, do like fashion hauls, do like styling hauls. I feel like those type of videos never die. I feel like, okay, I've been watching YouTube for a really long time. So, and I used to watch, I used to be really into like beauty YouTubers. But I feel like now they're not as popular. Whereas like fashion is always going to, it's always going to be around, you know?
Yes, I agree. You spark something in me, Vinny.
Oh, good.
Interesting. The next one is, how early would / did you discuss having kids in your relationship? I discussed this early on with Arvin. I don't think I've mentioned, actually, I think I have mentioned it in the podcast when Arvin and I were moving out and we were very serious about each other. I didn't want kids. And so when we were first going to move out into our own place together, I said, Arvin, I don't want kids. If this is something that you want, maybe it's not best that we move in together. I don't want you to resent me. So we spoke about it very early on. Later down in the point, like after we, before we got married, I changed my mind and I wanted to have kids. And we were, and he had, during that time, he didn't want to have kids. So that was kind of a hard time for us. Yeah, so we had the discussion very, very early on in the relationship, especially because we were taking the next step into living together.
I don't think it's a conversation that you necessarily put like a timeline on in terms of like when in your, or how early in your relationship. It's more like, you know, what stage of your relationship you're in, you know, and that might, and if you think that you're in a relationship, in going to be in a long-term relationship, even though it's really early days, like I don't think there's a problem about having that discussion if that's something that you value. Because yeah, like you said, like in your scenario, what if you hadn't told Arvin, you know what I mean? That you, like kids wasn't on the menu for you. And it was something that Arvin really wanted. You know what I mean? Like that would have caused a lot of conflict, I think, especially because you are making such a huge like next step in your relationship to move out together.
Yeah. I even think that that's why I spoke about it with Arvin so early on, was because my ex-partner, like, no matter how much of a struggle it was, the end bit of us breaking up was We were together for 3.5 years, and he just told me one day that he didn't want to marry me and he didn't want to have kids. And so I was kind of shocked by that because I had never heard him say anything like that. And I didn't want to be with someone who had similar, who had, like, we had complete different differences in that. So that's what ended our relationship. And so I think that's why I spoke about it so early on, because I was, like, really shook by that.
How many kids do you want?
I think I just want one for now, thanks. However, I've loved having a sister. So maybe another one down the track, but who knows? Who bloody knows? What about you, V?
I think just one each. So two.
Yeah. What a vibe. Two, please. Mm. Thank you.
Yeah, I feel like growing up as a only child can get lonely, you know? But then, you know, Arvin had the time of his life, so.
Oh, he had a bloody blast. He had a blast, which is why I'm, like, considering just having one. But then looking at my life, because I am so close to my sister and, like, we are almost twins, I definitely want that for my kid. But who knows? Who knows? In the, like, how I mentioned the beliefs of Arvin and I wanting kids at a different time. How we dealt with it, it's a lot of communication. Obviously, relationships, you need to communicate heaps with your partner. It's not like, hey, let's have a meeting at 5 p.m. about this situation. I'll see you later. It's not like we have that, but we do have bits where we're like, okay, I think we really need to sit down and really focus on what's happening at the moment and really have a discussion.
For me and Ronnie, it's not really like different beliefs, but because we have such different personalities, we sort of see things differently. Or like our just the way our brain processes different situations is different. So the only situation that I can think of is like, I think I mentioned it in the podcast, but it was that time Ronnie had like invited a door knocker into the home.
Yes.
And for me, it's like I would never have done that. You know what I mean? Like, stranger danger, hello. So, and how we dealt with it, I don't, like, it was a, like, we had a fight about it. But I think at the end of the day, if you just have to communicate, really. Like, communicate both your perspectives, communicate, you know, why the other person does things the way that they do, and just try and understand the other person a little bit more. And then it's up to you to decide whether, you know, that this person with these beliefs or this perspective or the way that they behave or act is someone that you want to be with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's like the essence of relationships. It's not always going to be like rainbows and butterflies. There are things that you're going to have to compromise on. And it's situations like those that are going to tell you whether that person is someone that you want to be with or not.
One hundy.
Hope that answers your question. Next question.
Ooh, this is a bit of a juicy one.
And I don't know if this is because, like, the census came out recently where you, like, have to fill in the questions and stuff, fill in answers, how do you feel like you and your significant other share the mental load of your household? Not going to lie, I had a little bit of a tanty about this exact thing the other day.
Really?
Yeah, well, it was kind of minor. Well, it's not really. Anyway, because I technically still live at my mum's house, so I was going back and living at home, and it was bin day. And so, and like, as I was driving out the driveway, I was like, I just know Ronnie's going to forget it's bin day tomorrow. I just know it. I just know it. I can feel it in my bones. I just know it. And like, bins are kind of like one of the chores that he's responsible for, right? But I still end up having to every week remind him that it's bin day. And, you know, I was like, you know what, I'm just going to give him the benefit of the doubt. Like, he's going to – because he has proved me wrong, you know, every now and then. I'm like, you know,
yeah,
I'm going to rock up tomorrow. The bins are going to be out. It's going to be fine. I rocked up the next day and the bins were not out.
Oh, shit, Ronnie.
And so I was very mildly annoyed at the fact that the bins hadn't been emptied. And so I went upstairs and I told him, I was like, hey, you missed bin day. And he goes, oh, sorry. And I was like, and you know how when like they do something wrong and they just say they're sorry and it's like, yeah, but sorry doesn't empty the bin. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
Like, sorry. You saying sorry does absolutely nothing.
It's so true.
And so kind of cracked the shit. So I was like, look, like, I think about all the things that we need to do to like run this household, like when things need to be washed, when things need to be cleaned, when there's a dirty spot on the table that needs to be wiped. And like, this is stuff that I'm constantly thinking about. And so this is why I'm annoyed when you don't do something that is, you know, under your responsibility. So here I am airing Aaron's shit out again. And look, there are things that I don't do as well. Like, he's gotten annoyed at me because I don't turn off the TV when I leave the house. But, you know, at least the bins get emptied on my watch or whatever.
At least we'll have an empty bin when we watch a telly. Yeah.
At least. Yeah. And, you know, and it's like you missed, like, missing regular bin day is fine, but when you miss recycle day, oh, that's the worst. Because then fucked. It's another bloody 2 weeks. Yeah, you're fucked.
You really are.
You don't have you don't have space to put 1 month worth of recycling in the bin. Gosh. Anyway.
Pop it in your neighbors. Just kidding. I don't do that. I swear I don't do that.
Do you think it's like, okay, this is a real question though. Is it a bad thing to like, what if they've got their bin out and they've got room in their bin?
Oh, if they've got room in their bin and it's the next day, then go for it, I reckon.
But like, do you ask them or do you do a sneaky?
I've never done it before, but if I did, I would just do a sneaky. Oh my God, the sound is so evil.
Yeah, I think I've done it once that I put like recycling in my neighbor's bin because they had room. But like the bin was already out and the bin was getting emptied like the next morning. So it wasn't like they were going to put more recycling in their bin.
Yeah, I would do it. 100.
Yeah. I don't agree with overflowing their bin.
Oh, yeah, no, you know, don't do that.
An item or two would be, I think, is fine.
Yeah, that's completely fine. I'm very lucky with RV, but I don't think RV is very lucky with me when it comes to sharing the load.
I
have little spurts of, like, cleaning. So if I clean for, like, a min, everything will be tidy and everything will be so clean. If I don't have those little spurts, it's going to be messy for a good like 2 weeks. So we have very different cleaning vibes, but it's all right. I share the load.
Well, actually, I'm like you. Like, I have cleaning spurts, which I think is what makes it more annoying because like, I have to like have a spurt where I want to clean and then the house gets cleaned. Whereas yeah. for Ronnie, it's like, it's just not a thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's yeah. like, yeah. Anyway, I'm just going to stop before I dig myself a bigger hole.
We ain't going to stop. I feel like these are really good hot, what do they call it when you answer very fast? What's that thing called?
Hot fire something.
Ah, yeah. Hot fire questions. Okay, so I'll ask all of them.
Okay. Well, you're going to answer them as well, right?
Yeah. Okay, ready. 3, 2, 1, let's go. How do you eat a burger meal, i.e. fries then burger then fries, or both at the same time?
Okay, 3, 2, 1, both.
At the same time. Yay.
Who eats one after the other?
Oh my God, Arvin does. You would be shook. Judge, please. Why? The next time you come to my house, judge him. Okay, next one. Sorry, hot fire. What are three things about yourself that you are most proud of? Oh. You go first, B.
I'm strong.
Yes.
I'm weird.
Yes.
I'm caring.
Yes. For me, I am strong too. Second thing, it's very rare for me to get embarrassed.
Love that.
Number three things I'm most proud of. I'm very proud of, hot fire. I'm like jumping up and down my chair. I'm like, hot fire. I am very proud of, I'm very proud that I'm caring. Sorry, I stole that one from you as well. Shit. Okay, what are the first three things you do if you won $10 million, but nobody but you was allowed to find out?
Oh, shit.
Okay, ooh. Hot fire.
Okay, let's make this like fun, like not like, oh, I'm going to pay off my bills or pay my mortgage. Like make it like fun.
Yeah, we're already going to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, besides the obvious stuff, like the trivial stuff. Okay, I would buy a Tesla, I feel.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Skirt!
skirt. I would buy a BTS membership.
Okay. Ooh, add that to cart.
Add that to cart. And I would buy, oh my God, a new setup, like a new computer setup. Done.
Ooh, yes, love that. Okay, hot fire. First things I'd buy an Hermes bag.
Oh,
those are like 20K. They're so expensive. Second thing I would buy is I would add to cart. Hot fire. Oh God, it's so hot.
Add to cart.
I would buy like a really, I don't know what designer it would be, but I would buy myself a really nice necklace, a really nice like gold necklace.
Wow.
Third thing I would buy is a big Mac.
a big
computer.
Mac. Oh.
I thought
you meant Mac is.
I'll add that to cart too, whatever. I have 10 million. If you want one as well, I'll get you one.
Wow. Thanks so much.
A Big Mac. Could you imagine after $10 million, all I'd buy is a Big Mac? Not even a meal, sis.
Yeah, man. But you know what? We would all go on like a massive shopping spree, let's be real, if we won $10 million.
Oh, 100%. I'd buy you something.
Thanks.
When was the last time you peed on yourself? Oh, this is hard because time I laugh really hard, I always like about to pee myself. I think I almost peed like 2 years ago when Annie said something really, really funny. And we were just laughing at her house. I like sprinkled just a little bit.
Just sprinkled. Choo-choo-choo. Look, if you power lift like I do and you do a sumo deadlift, you've peed yourself. Okay. It's just happened. And there's no shame. So that's it. Yeah. That's the last time.
No shame in your game. Okay, last hot fire question. What's one toy / hobby that has stayed with you from when you were kids? I don't really have a toy.
I do.
Hobby. Oh, you do? Share.
I have this Winnie the Pooh bear that my mom didn't want to get me because it was super expensive. But then I cried my eyes out and my dad bought it for me.
What up?
Hey. That's how you do it, fam.
That's how you get the Winnie the Pooh. I don't really have one, so I'm going to skip that one. But that's very interesting.
Come on.
Sorry.
You have a hobby?
Well, Annie and I, we used to go in front of the TV and we would sing, like we would perform for our parents, like do like a little concert, and we still do that. So I guess that's a hobby.
Yeah, 100%.
My hobby Love is that. To perform.
With passion.
Okay. With passion. Skill, not so much. I just went over the next page and we've got some pretty good questions.
There's a next page?
Which shouldn't be on fire, I feel. Yeah, there's a next page. I was like, shit.
Oh, goodness me.
Okay, so the question that we have here is uni really worth it? Do I need to get a degree to become successful? Does it actually affect my job prospect, etc? Oh, that's a good one. That's a really, really good one.
That's a good one. I feel like we could do a whole episode on that, just like uni in general.
Yeah, so true. We should definitely do, write that down, Vinny. But for me, and where I've come from and where I've come to in my career, it wasn't really, my degree didn't really get me to where I am in my career. Mm. So, however, for my kids, I would definitely think that I would want them to go to uni. It's a great for experience. It's a great experience. And if they try it out and it's not for them, then just like what happened to me, then that's all G. I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Yeah, I agree. I think it really depends on what you want to do. But I'm assuming the person who's asked this is probably in like high school or something like that, and probably doesn't know what they want to do. If you don't know what to do, I mean, uni is a really great place to, get experiences, not just with education, but just life experiences, meeting new people.
I agree.
You really I think uni is a time when you learn about how big the world is because, you know, the past however many years, 16, 17 years, you've like lived in a little bubble of high school and, you know, your close friendship group. But uni is a time to kind of just explore the world.
Right. I totally agree as well.
And honestly, you can study some really interesting subjects at uni.
Yeah,
I did African.
So true.
I did African drumming. No, I didn't do African drumming. I did choir.
Stop.
I did glee singing.
So you do
I did
have
glee singing.
So you do have skill. You've been lying this whole entire
time.
No.
Okay, you're literally there's like
you're a liar.
50 people. No. You know, it's not like vocal lessons. It's literally like 50 people in a lecture room, and they're like, okay, you guys are going to sing the high notes. You guys are going to sing the low notes, and you practice a performance. We did like Katy Perry. Oh, what's that song that's like, I'm a plastic bag, in the wind. What's that song?
Oh, do you ever feel like a, oh, fireworks.
Yeah. Fireworks. Yeah, we did that song. Like, it's not that exciting, but
hey, that's
yeah,
a
you get to cool do. You can do like cool stuff at uni. So, is it worth it for the experiences? Yes. Do you need it to get a degree to become successful? No. Does it actually affect my job prospects? Depends on where you want to work. Obviously, if you want to become a doctor, yeah, you might need a uni degree. But there
you
are
might
obviously
need
to
other,
go. You might need to, you know, work on a human or two. But, you know, other stuff like, you know, what you're successful in social media and content creation and community management, that kind of stuff. Not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to be passionate and creative.
Exactly. There are like some, I work with people that work in like, that have done journalism and digital marketing in uni before, but there are also like certificates that you can do or like some online courses that you can add to your resume if you might not want to go and go do the uni route. So you can fill your resume up with those certificates if you like. Oh my gosh, we're at the last question.
Last question. How do you learn to overcome jealousy of a close friend, success, life, etc.? Is there a healthy way to get over it? I do like this question because I feel like I used to get jealous of friends, but I've, as I got older and more mature, I just realized that, God, it's so tiring to be jealous. and like it's so much more fulfilling to just be supportive of whatever they're doing and understand that whatever path you're on is your own path, and it doesn't matter where someone else is in their life compared to yours. It's not a race. It's not, I don't know. It just makes life easier when you don't compare yourself to others.
Agreed. I, to be honest, am quite jealous. And what I've done to overcome it, I think it's really focusing on, yeah, I agree, yourself and your own journey and not caring about where people are because they might be more ahead than you or whichever, but you kind of just have to take a step back, focus where you are, focus on what you need. Yeah, I like to just take a step back and be like, okay, I'm here. I feel like if I become more jealous and I become more absorbed into what other people are doing, I forget where I am. And I know that's already going to push me back. So yeah. I try to think of it that way. And also just think about how much you want to get there. And probably your friend is kind of feeling the same way. So just remember their feelings and how much they want that success as well, and just support them through that. I think is really important to do as well.
Yeah. And in addition to that, I feel like jealousy can make you feel very lonely. If you want people to support you, then you should be supporting them back, you know, no matter, even if they are in front of you or whatever. Just be nice. Just support everyone, and you'll get the same back and you'll end up where you need to be in life and you can focus on yourself, like you said. Sorry, Amen. That was really abrupt end.
I was like, oh, is she going to say more? Thank you so much, everyone, for these questions. They were really, really good questions. I feel like we need to do this more often because we've had like people say like, oh my gosh, about time you guys were doing a Q&A, or like, this is so exciting. Like I want to ask like all these questions. So maybe we'll do this at the end of every season. Maybe, who knows? If you like it, let us know.
Yeah.
Juicy.
I enjoyed it. Well, thanks for giving us a listen. If you enjoyed the podcast, as always, please share it with your friends and family on your socials or by word of mouth. When you share or mention our podcast to someone and someone else listens to it, it just gives us, you know, that extra boost. So we really appreciate it. So yeah, check us out on our socials at whatartesaid.podcast on Instagram. We've been posting more reels. So little snippets of our podcast. And yeah, feel free to send us a DM, ask us a question, or give us any feedback. We love a chat.
We love to hear it.
Next week, you will be hearing from Ate Audrey and Ate Anne.
So the episode after.
You will not be listening to Ate Audrey and Ate Anne. You'll be listening to all four of us. So look forward to it. Until then, catch you next time.
Bye.